Hey everybody, welcome to Freestyle, the podcast that takes a peek behind the lifestyle of all the other podcasts. Just making some tea right now. You can tell probably from my voice that not feeling too hot. Seems to happen when the weather changes quickly or I travel from one climate to another. And we had beautiful spring-like weather last weekend. It was probably in the lower 50s. And Tuesday, we were hit with a severe winter storm that lasted well into Wednesday. The girls had no school yesterday. It was kind of neat having them, and Donna did not go in to work because the road conditions were pretty crummy. And it was nice having them around. Kat certainly enjoyed attention from more than just me. She's kind of bugging me right now for some attention. She just woke up from her nap, and I'm trying to get some work done, so I thought I'd take a quick break and talk to you. A lot of stuff been happening and a lot of stuff coming up. Next week is our trip to Las Vegas. I did this last year. It's a convention, a conference called HDI, Help Desk Institute. I think I mentioned this before. I'm the local chapter president, and I'm going as an officer and also going as a vendor for the company I work for, and also going to be a speaker. I did a speaking presentation last year, how to talk to customers, and it went pretty well. A few takeaways from that I learned that I could improve upon, and I always like to do that, constant improvement. This year, I'm doing what they call a breakfast brain bites. It's not something specific to IT, but it's career management in general. Just a quick 45-minute, kind of a cross between a presentation and a discussion at 7:30 in the morning. Relating some of my experiences from last year on how I went from fired to hired in 3 weeks. So, you know, just being prepared and being positive were the two major factors in that. And I'll share a couple of quick resume hints and whatnot with the people. So, excuse me. Using the Dropbox application that I talked to you last time about to record this. So, pardon the ambient noise in the kitchen and whatnot. I am going sans iPad. I sold that to Craig last week. We worked out a deal where he was going to buy my old iPad. He already has one and wanted a second because Kim and Harrison were kind of glomming onto his, so he wanted a second one, and we worked out a price, and I sent that off to him. He got that on Monday, and I got the check on Monday, so that worked out well. And now I am without one because unless you were in line for iPad 2s that very first day, it's going to be a few weeks before the next batch comes out, so we'll see how that goes. Opening up the honey and the lemon. I'm going to stick some of that in the tea as well. Birthday on Saturday. The girls gave me some nice gifts this morning. I get a scented candle. I know that sounds kind of like a girly thing, but you know, when you sit around and work at home all day, and the bathroom is right next to the office, need I say more that... You know, you can only light matches for so long before it smells like someone's burning down the house. So I found some candles around the house a couple months ago, and I've been lighting those every few days or so. And I had one that was, mulberry, one that was vanilla, and they got me one that was vanilla lime, I think, today. And that worked out well. Also got me a nice new pair of khaki pants, dress slacks, that kind of a light gray color. And some t-shirts. I always need new t-shirts. I think Donna used to get those for her dad, or maybe she still does. It's kind of those universal guy things. Just plain white t-shirt that, you know, after about a year or so, they either become distorted in shape or color or something, and they just don't work. So these are nice, fresh, new ones. I'll be able to use those next week on my trip to Vegas. Also, while I'm in Vegas, I have to get together with a colleague of mine. We're doing a presentation, a webinar in April on social IT, how and why organizations are employing things like chat and Twitter and Facebook-like interfaces in their help desk software and whatnot to get support from IT. Our company calls it IT 3.0, where we're actually leveraging the subject matter experts and the users to solve their own problems before they even get to IT to solve them. So it's kind of a community help, and we need to put the presentation together. First, I was just acting as an advisor role, but then that trifecta of HDI officer, ServiceNow employee, and social media person came together, and Roy tapped me and said, while we were discussing with my company, because they're sponsoring the webinar, my involvement became greater. So I'm looking forward to that. That happens literally the day before I do another presentation at a regional young professionals conference called LeaderFest. So I'm going to take my career management session that I'm doing next week and adapt that to young professionals, because I don't think a lot of people understand the power of having a network for career management, for anything in general. I mean, just having relationships with these people and the fact that relationships decay and they need to keep those relationships alive and vibrant and keep in contact with those people. And there's such a wealth of tools and information and things at their disposal that I certainly didn't have when I was in college or just coming out of college that I could rely upon. A lot of those contacts were lost for some 20, 25 years. And now, thanks to things like Facebook, I just got reacquainted with yet a couple more old high school friends. And I look forward to catching up with them, find out what they've been doing, and see if I can help them in any way. And you know, and if there's a reciprocation, that's cool. So that's April, and then in May, I'm out to San Diego for our company's annual user conference, and I do a presentation there. So it kind of feels like last year about this time, when I had HDI in March, LeaderFest in April, and this one has a webinar in April also, and also in April last year, which has been moved to May, is our knowledge conference in San Diego. So, boom, boom, boom. It's going to be busy. It's going to be fast. It's going to be exciting. Looking forward to it. I hope I can get over this cold quickly enough. And, just 48 hours ago, I could see the grass on my front lawn, and now it's buried under a foot of snow again. So, who knows what the weather will be like, but I'm sure it'll be better by May. At least I hope so. A little milestone last week, Technorama turned 300. We had 300 shows, and sort of just a official count of the episodes. We've also got the network shows in. There's probably been about 150 of those. And remember, we were off for a year from May 1st of 2008 to 2009. So that would have been another 50, but had to pick our priorities and whatnot. We also had a whole bunch of interviews and audio tours and things along the way. So, yeah, we've done a lot more Technorama, but this was just kind of fun. And Kevin, a.k.a. TD0013, from a different point of view, created a nice poster based on the movie 300 that helped celebrate our milestone. It was kind of cool. We used that for our album art on the 300th show last week. So getting some nice feedback from the listeners in about 300. Oh, time to take the water off, put the tea on. Having a little bit of Earl Grey, hot. Decaf, actually. You know me, I'm decaf whenever possible. Because it will mess with my head. I know, we've had this discussion a number of times on Technorama about caffeine. And I need something to stay warm, need something to lubricate the voice. A little bit of honey in there. Okay, it was a lot of bit of honey. And what are you looking at, Cat? Cat just kind of collapsed on the kitchen floor. So I was hoping that the weather would warm up enough that I could start running again. We've got the black belt test coming up in the fall. Second degree black belt. It's been, hard to believe, it's been almost 2 years since I did the first black belt test. The weather changed and I couldn't get running. I was very tempted. Got to start out slow. I know I'm not going to be able to just jump right in and do 2 miles again. So, fortunately, I've got all summer to build back up again. Don't know if I'll get new shoes or not. The other ones are okay. They've got a few miles on them, but still holding up all right. I think they've still got enough spring in the sole. And let's have a little bit of a sit here. And they do have the Nike Plus, so I can tap into the iPhone and use that to measure mileage and whatnot. You know, as crazy as the upcoming travel schedule is, it's actually become a little bit easier. Oh yeah, I forgot about the trip to Chicago first week of April to do another training course. Their company took their 2-day admin 101 course and made it a 3-day course. So this will be my first chance to run through the 3-day stuff. I've been pouring over the materials the last few days just to see what they've added, see what they've taken out, correct some typos. And oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Did I mention that Donna and Lisa are coming out to Vegas with me? I don't know when I'll get to see them with this busy schedule as I've got, but we'll get that. We'll get that. But the travel schedule was actually kind of crazy with three trips in November to New York and Pennsylvania, on a week, off a week, on a week, off a week, on a week, off a week, and it was just kind of ludicrous. And then December had one Chicago training, January had two Chicago trainings, so it's just been nutso. And then another trip to New York first week of March. I was supposed to go out to New York this week, but had jury duty scheduled 5 times this month. Once was the first week, and told them that I've already got a business trip planned, and they excused me. Then the other one was supposed to be the following week, the 8th, 9th, but those were called off. And then the last ones were this Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday was called off, only you don't find out until the night before, which is lovely. Call up and they say you don't have to report. But they didn't tell me about Wednesday. Because the first time then they had it back to back Tuesday, Wednesday, they said both days you don't. So it must have been a 2-day case, and this was 2 1-day cases or something. Well, I did have to report Wednesday with all that crappy weather. Had to shovel my way out, so I was about 10 minutes late getting there, which wasn't a problem. And there were about 30 people also there, which surprised me. She rattled off some names of people that she didn't have checked off on the roster sheet. There were probably about 6 that didn't show. So that was a pretty good turnout for the weather that we were having, because schools were closed, a lot of other places were closed, but yet they ran the courthouse. And It was a criminal case about not a domestic violence. It was a disturbing of the peace. Apparently this guy had some altercation with his older teenage sons, you know, 18, 20 years old, whatever they were. And I went in, they picked 18 names. We went to the jury box, and then they started asking some questions. Meanwhile, everybody else who wasn't called still had to stay there because they may have had to be backups. The judge asked us some questions. Do you understand this? Do you live here? Have you had any dealings with the police? Da 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 da. Just trying to gauge whether we would be fair and impartial to this case. The assistant DA asked some questions as well. And looks like the mail's here. 2:30, right on time. And then the defendant, who was defending himself, asked a like one question and asked to anybody who didn't raise their hand on that question, he asked if they could be stricken, which means, you know, he doesn't want them as impartial jurors. And it wasn't time to strike yet, but he wasn't making notes for any of the other questions. So when it did come time to strike, the judge says, here, you get to take three, taking the 18 people down to 12. You get to cross out three, and the assistant DA will cross out three, and we'll be at our 12 jurors. Well, the guy wasn't making any notes, so he said, well, I'll just let you do it, Judge, or I'll let the DA do it. And the judge said, oh, that's not how it works. He said, even if you just pick three at random, you got to pick three. So this guy really didn't impress me. Why he wanted to defend himself, aside from maybe he had no money, I don't know, but that wasn't a good sign that he was going to win this case. Needless to say, I was let go, probably for being a smart aleck, when the assistant DA said, he was asking questions about, has anybody here ever had taken alcohol? And everybody, all 18 of us raised our hands. And I couldn't resist. I mean, I was almost laughing at that point. But it was pretty quiet, and everybody was serious. And you know, you're supposed to answer yes, sir, no, sir, to the judge, or so that the court recorder could write down the answers. Well, I just leaned over to the next guy. I didn't realize I was as loud as I was. And he says, anybody taking alcohol? I said, this is Wisconsin, after all. And apparently everybody heard and laughed. So that was, you know, kind of lightened up the mood. Then his next question is, has anybody gotten tipsy or drunk off alcohol? And probably 90% of them raised their hand. I did not. I've never been that drunk, nor do I hope to be. And then the DA says, yeah, I understand. This is Wisconsin, after all. So I was excused. The juror got home a couple hours later, so it was about 10 o'clock, and just worked the rest of the day. Which was good because the weather just continued to deteriorate and got worse and worse. And Lisa was here, or Donna was here with the girls. So it was nice to spend some time with them. So I am going to go back to work. It's been nice taking a little tea break with you. I will see if I can rip a quick recording for you in the next few days. And definitely talk to you when we get to... Las Vegas, or get back from Las Vegas or something. But there's going to be a lot of moving around and shifting around the next few weeks. So until then, take care. Bye.